insert metal. Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster
Overkill!
Equipment wielder, Bluecaster Ishida's Azeal.
Trauma inducer, Northcaster Selsaka.
Royal and loud, Pinkcaster Lightred.
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West,
Cast Ranger
Silver Metal.
Game on!
Welcome to Metal Silver.
You fucked it up! Gotta kill him now!
Yes, despite recent drama, the show persists. It survives.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because of you!
No, mostly because Chris said he's gonna help me out.
As his name says, rising from the ashes, so... He died.
Way to be true.
But then he just came back. So we were like, "Oh, we can't do Silver Metal anymore because Overkill is dead." And then he's like, "Oh, nope, I'm back." I'm like, "Oh, okay,
I'm even
Silver Metal
more
again.
Silver now."
I also burned down part of the house. Coming back, apparently.
Oh yeah, yeah. That can be on Ishii's tab. It's okay.
Lane's bedroom.
So welcome
is never
to what
be the same.
Episode 5?
5. Yeah.
We've been doing it for this long.
I fucking hate you.
It's been a year long.
Holy shit!
Actually, technically, today is the 1 year anniversary of Cast Ranger.
Well, the day of the recording.
Happy 1 year anniversary, everybody.
Yes, we recently did our Cast Ranger 1 year anniversary special, which you can also listen to.
Check it out.
At our website.
We talk about driving and ninjas. Driving ninjas.
Driving ninja.
It's awful.
It's all fucking awful!
And I wasn't in it.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, you were.
You kind of popped in and out.
You kind of dozed off at one point.
I'm just gonna say this may be my last Cast Ranger for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so.
Yeah.
So what else is new?
He's going to China.
So I got some news.
And that's
why
you'll never be a core member.
I got some news to talk about.
What is your news?
What is your news?
So apparently the Blue Ranger did an interview, like a 15-minute interview.
Well, it was like a 3-minute video where he just filmed himself.
No, like an actual interview.
Oh, okay.
Where he talked about what he wants to do as a Power Ranger, how excited he was when he was added to the Power Rangers roster,
and then how that excitement decreased when he found out he was playing a caveman who only knew about 20 words.
Yeah.
Okay. But, see, a lot of people have still been complaining about how Coda is. I like that he is what he is right now because he's a unique character. We've never seen a character like him before.
Cole would like a word with you. At least he had English, though.
Okay, but Yoshi Starso has said that Coda will get better as the show progresses and he will English better.
Okay.
Also, he likes to eat fruit and spit fireballs, so...
Thank God.
What?
Yoshi. His name is Yoshi.
I know that, but fuck.
Anyway.
Go follow him on at Yoshi Stunts.
Also, the Black Ranger, I can't remember his name.
Oh, James Davies.
He also did an interview, but it hasn't been released yet. He said it on Twitter that he did an interview with the same TV Guide guys, and they said that they released some clips on the Power Rangers fan page. Not fan page, the Facebook group.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the fan page.
Well, no, it's the official group.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And they released the video there, and it was just like, oh, how excited were you to be a Power Ranger? And he goes, oh, man, it was such a weird experience, because originally I was supposed to be red, then it was blue,
what?
And then it was
really?
Black. Yeah. They all swapped colors. So.
Yeah, that's still. That's cool.
Yeah.
All
right,
so we are...
I like their choice for red right now.
Oh. One other bit of news that I noticed earlier today. Remember how we complained last week that that one shot said Gabutira on the battery?
Yeah.
So the episode had a rerun in which they fixed that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's cool. They noticed their ear. All right, well, never mind. There goes my old fucking homage.
We need to, told you. Yeah.
Eh.
Wait. Nailed it. There we go.
Okay, let's talk about the episode.
So we're on episode 5 of Dino Charge, Breaking Black.
Because, you know, Breaking Bad, Power Rangers reference, why not?
So the main focus of this episode was about Chase and how...
In this episode, they really messed with his head.
Fuck you.
Get out.
I was talking.
Yeah, you know what?
Sorry. I just had to get that out.
Studio Sword is going to start
Breaking
stabbing.
Bad, asshole.
No, anyways. I don't.
You should.
Anyways, yeah, no, it's not him. For him. So this show, this episode mainly focuses on how Chase got his Energem, so flashes back. Yeah. So he got it from this weird, well, mystical...
Well, that's what we start from the beginning of the episode.
It doesn't really focus on how he got it, that's just a
flashback.
No,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it
anyway.
Shows how he got it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not
the well, let's,
okay,
but
that,
let's start
words,
with the beginning of the episode. How about that, Lane? How about instead of going to the middle of the episode, let's talk about the beginning
I'm
of the episode.
Talking about what the main
it's about
were.
How Chase.
Yeah, we'll talk about
well,
that
no,
when we get to
it.
It
starts with Chase.
Guys, you're all wrong. It's about how Chase has to learn to focus.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. because at the beginning he's not focusing on the burgers and he's putting all the burgers in the wrong place and he's also and takes up the mayo and he puts the mayo on the table because she took the burgers away already, even though she should have noticed that there was no mayo on the burger to begin with. But of course, she also doesn't pay fucking attention.
This is just a
because she's a goddamn
cafe.
Ditz.
Another,
this is just a
another
terrible
thing,
burger
though,
joint.
Was he was gonna put if the burger was still there.
It looked like he was gonna do both burgers.
Yo, he was going to put the mayo on the bun because the bun was on the burger.
No, the burger fell over. She put the bun and the little flag on.
Okay, whatever.
All I'm saying is he was gonna put way too much goddamn mayo.
Yeah, I know. It looked like it was gonna be a lot of mayo.
I mean, part of that was he wasn't concentrating.
Beast would like a word with you.
Instead of focusing on the girls, she was too busy focusing on the girls.
And Chris, what was that anime where the girl really liked mayo? Vivid Red, that was it. There we go. Okay, I'm good.
Oh yeah. My!
Vivid Red Operation.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's too busy macking on some girls. And
no, no! How did he get... That's what I want to know. As he was cooking burgers.
Dave, I wouldn't... You have to understand. The power of boners is stronger than anything.
Yeah, but, okay.
Dinosaur bone.
Maybe that's like an innate power of the Dino Gem, the power to instantly be hitting on girls.
Maybe he gets the same powers as Dino Thunder?
For all we know, that girl wasn't even there before he started talking to her.
He has the same power as Dino Thunder, because he's black, right? So he gets the invisibility. Yeah.
Maybe.
You never know. But yeah, he's out hitting on a girl, and they're like, Chase, shouldn't you be watching the grill?
Oh, yeah, the grill.
What's the problem? We look back, it's on fire.
Yeah. And they're all, like, scolding him, and Shelby's like, and worse, you could have exposed our base.
Yeah, but that is an actual, like,
yeah, but
the
concern.
The fact is, he could have burned down the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is, they said
they could have all died.
They said that. They said, hey, you know, you could have burned down the whole place and everything, and then she came up and said, yeah, and what about the base? In public.
Yeah, while there's people around.
Yeah.
So then, this woman comes in who looks like Rita Repulsa's hipster sister.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, and, she looks like a young, like, Eartha kid if she just...
was a hipster.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
mixed with Mary Poppins.
I hate to say this because...
if she ran a crazy old shop full of curios.
Exactly. I mean, I hate to say this, but... it's just, like, I would have looked... if you'd shown me that, like, a few... like, 10 years ago, I would have been like, that is the dumbest costume I've ever seen. It still is, but now, because of my time in downtown Toronto, nope, there's people who do dress like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is a thing.
Yeah.
So, this woman comes in looking for Chase, and she just says, oh, I need Chase, and she's got, like, a really thick New Zealand accent. So, like, we were kind of making fun of her, but we shouldn't have, because that's her accent.
Yeah, but you know what?
We love
a lot of people make fun of the, like a lot of foreigners who have an accent make fun of our accent, too.
Yeah.
So, Australians make fun of American accents, and we make fun of
everyone
theirs.
Makes fun of everyone. We're all equally racist.
Yeah.
Therefore, no one is.
Everybody's a little
Hey, except for me. I'm not racist. I believe everyone should have a color TV.
See what I'm saying about repeating crap?
Wow. It's almost like this joke was made in 2003. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so she comes up and she says, oh, Chase, I need you. And I'm just like, ho-ho. And then they
you actually maintained throughout the whole episode that he was going to get with her.
They have fucked. Clearly.
He has spread the grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
What the fuck?
He got some of that old gal.
Yeah.
Okay? Even though she's not that old, but she's older than him. So, basically, she said she had a vision, and that's where I go, ugh. But I know Power Rangers, that's allowed.
I swear to God, I expected her to be, like, someone actually important. Like,
yeah.
plot related.
But anyway, she says,
she becomes the Power Ranger later.
So god.
God, no.
She says, oh, I had a vision that someone's going to break into my store. I need you to look after it while I'm gone. And he says, okay. That's like...
And straight up, Kendall's like, oh, you better get a fire extinguisher.
And so, like, he's in...
Chase is like, fuck you, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. Fuck you, Kendall. This show really has started to become the let's one-up Kendall.
Yeah. Rightly so. She's a bitch.
She's a bitch.
I still can't believe she gets to be Violet.
Hopefully she'll change.
She gets to be Violet.
That too.
Yeah. So he's in this shop, and it's a neat-looking shop. There's a lot of neat stuff kicking around. It's like one of those, like, New Age, like, mystic stores.
And so he decides to, like, hide under all this stuff, eating potato chips... Wait. Playing with, like, a little statue of a woman, and then playing a game on his phone.
Portable game.
And then, I just thought of something. This is this place is, like, a really, 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 really overdone version of the base from Mystic Force.
Oh, yeah, that was an antique shop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this was an antique shop or not, but whatever it was. So he's in there, and just... out of nowhere, a monster just walks in off the street into the store.
Spellbinder.
He looks like one of those doctors from Assassin's Creed 2.
The idea is he's based off of, like...
a plague doctor.
A crow or a phantom thief kind of motif combined here.
I just like to pick... because he did come into the store from the door.
Yeah.
So I just like to picture him walking down the street like, how do you do?
Yeah.
Well, no, he could have just teleported.
He could have, but I like to picture
He probably did, but it's fun to imagine that.
Since there was no screams outside, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's probably the thing.
And so he goes into the store,
which begs the question: why he teleported outside, not inside the door?
Maybe he didn't. He just. You didn't hear the door open.
Yes,
you see him come through.
You
the
see
door.
Him you come see him through. Through. Like they could have a double.
Can we not stop talking about the door? So he's in the store and he finds this old ancient relic, which looks like
it's a treasure box safe. Like
yeah, it looks like a safe door.
It's one of those. Doors that you swing open in, like, big vaults, but, like, a small version of it.
And he attaches it to his chest, and Chase is like, hey, man, what do you, better put that down. And so Spellbinder puts a spell on Chase, and it shoots in his eyes, and it turns his eyes yellow, and Spellbinder kicks it out of there, and Chase starts chasing him, and, like, his eyes are still like, oh, what's wrong with me? And he jumps on his skateboard, and they go away. The yellow eyes.
Yep.
And what happens after that?
Then he proceeds to...
He chases the monster into the warehouse.
Oh, wait, but before that...
Before that, he morphs while on his skateboard and jumps over a car, does a really awesome trick.
No. And then... in the laziest morph I have ever seen.
He morphs behind a car without using the gun, although it's assumed he did.
He skateboards behind a car. We see a flashlight. When he comes out, he's morphed.
I still love that shot. That was
we have ourselves the skateboarding Black Dino Charge Ranger.
Woo!
And he chases the monster to the warehouse.
Skate Ranger.
I should get a skateboard.
Isn't that skate or what?
I should get a skateboard for my Black Ranger figure and just have
Stop doing that.
You do that more than I do.
No, I do not.
You absolutely
I
do.
I will bet you money I
do. What did he do?
I made a Blue Ranger
Blue
reference.
Ranger.
Oh, no, you do it way more than he does.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have tape.
You're tape. Shut up.
Fans, go tally it.
David, come listen every time he sneezes that joke. Go.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, David.
Last year.
Oh, God. So then, he finds Spellbinder in the warehouse, and he starts fighting him. And what happens from there?
He can't make the shot because the mind control is throwing him off balance.
Oh, yeah, now he's under mind control, what with the yellow
eyes.
Because
he says, he's like, I want you to shoot him instead of me. And
because the other Rangers come in, they have a fight.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, Spellbinder gets Tyler in, like, a chokehold.
Yeah.
And, Chase is like... Oh, the shot's too risky. I can't take it. Like, he's going to try to shoot over his arm. But then Spellbinder goes, shoot the Red Ranger. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And he has to, like, he's trying to fight the mind control.
And then he just drops the gun because he's like, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
He can't do it. He has to drop the gun. And Spellbinder gets away.
Yeah.
Spellbinder gets back to his ship. And Sledge is like, okay, no, fuck you. You did a thing and you failed. Solitaire, go to your room!
But then he was like, if you can guarantee control over at least one ranger, I'll set you free.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck that, I'll give you the whole team.
So we cut back to the base.
God, the ending. Sorry.
We cut back to the base where,
Kendall has developed the Dino Spike battery.
Which will need all five of them.
Because it's a super weapon.
Ooh. And they have, like, their whole thing about, you know, Chase, I don't know if you can come with us.
You're pretty fucked up.
You're pretty fucked up there, buddy. You got some issues.
Got some voodoo in you.
So, about the spike thing, actually, well, when we get to that part, I'll talk about it, yeah.
Okay. And, Chase has his, traditional moment of doubt for a ranger, and Keeper comes up to him and has the whole, it's what's on the inside that counts. And I'm like, well, what's on the inside is making me want to kill people there, buddy. I got the mystique eyes.
Don't worry about the past. Just learn from it.
Keeper, I'm under mind control. This isn't a matter. I don't want to
see,
shoot.
See,
in
you know what, Sil? You're fucked in this situation. We have glasses. We're fine.
What the hell does that mean?
They would reflect off us.
Yep. Do glasses reflect now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, when the mind control thing would hit us, it would just deflect off. You're fucked. You're fucked. Northcaster, you're fucked.
Yeah, he's the only
one.
Might
be wearing a helmet in this situation.
No, they weren't wearing helmets.
None of them were. They all got zapped.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they all... No, wait, I can't remember, actually. Did he go with them or not?
No, they all went out to find the cure, to go talk to the lady.
Yeah, they went to go talk to a New Zealand lady.
And while they were out, Chase ran away.
Yeah. But while they were talking with her, this is where we find out that... Chase's origin and everything. So
first of all, though... She talks about the vault door and, like, its mystic power, and at least one of the funnier lines of the episode, this is a magical item that came from the farthest, darkest regions of New Zealand.
I'm like, oh, just that specifically.
It's not...
It's from the same cave that the Bora Borealis thing was in...
Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Wouldn't that be amazing if it was?
Well, no, they've used that cave, like, three times
It's just the plot cave
now. I'm just saying, though... Like, it's just because New Zealand doesn't have an impressive name. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's not, like, there's a sense of mysticism when you say it came from the darkest regions.
I'm very sorry to everyone from New Zealand for Cell right now, because right now, I know you have weapons. Don't use them.
I'm sorry.
New Zealand is one of the most peaceful countries on Earth. What are you on?
Flight of the Conchords really fucked up my view of New Zealand.
But as I was saying... It's not like, you know, most, like, you know, forms of literature or movies, like, they say, this came from the farthest reaches of India, or the deep, dark jungles of Africa. Like, there's just something to it. When you say New Zealand, it just doesn't...
What's so new about it?
It's the youngest country on Earth.
Oh, is it?
It literally is.
Oh. What was it called, Zealand, before that?
No, it's just...
What happened to regular Zealand?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's somewhere in England. I don't know.
Old Zealand is somewhere.
Not kidding, actually. New Zealand
I should
that's pretty
that.
Cool. I didn't know that.
I should go there, because, I mean, she is a Zeal.
Go the hell. So that's how we get...
You better block!
We get the story about the door, or the vault door, whatever the hell it is. And then we get the little story about how this lady, who... Do we even know her name?
They said it? I don't remember it.
You know what?
It was something really esoteric. Moana or something.
Yeah.
So they meet... Like, she tells the story of how when she was leaving her shop one day, she had a baby carriage, and that's when we're getting fucking flashbacks to Turbo.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. I'm like,
and in space.
Yeah. I'm like, oh god, is this going to take 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Where we see her carriage, her baby carriage, is, oh no, it's going down the road, and everyone else is being a total shit by not putting their hand in front of it.
Yeah, really.
And Chase has to, once again, chase after
on his skateboard.
Is that going to be a thing? Because let's not make that a thing. Let's,
okay.
So this episode cuts to the chase.
So Chase goes after it.
I don't know who to smack! I don't know who to smack in this situation!
180 degree arc.
All of them.
It's like, whack!
So Chase goes after the carriage, and then the carriage just stops in the middle of the road because physics.
Because momentum.
Yeah. And there's a big truck coming after it, and then I'm just getting speed flashbacks at this point. And so Chase does, in Power Ranger fashion... Something that would only in real life hinder his chances of getting the carriage in time.
Jumps into the fucking air.
He does a flip over the carriage and grabs...
Comes at it from like a 45 degree angle in the air and like flips past it, grabbing what is assumed to be the baby out of the carriage.
I want a video Photoshop of like him doing that and the truck just hits him. Like, I want to be like blood everywhere all over the fucking front of the truck.
But then, like, he grabs the baby, and the carriage gets destroyed as the truck goes by.
He brings it back to the hipster lady.
Well, not looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? So he gives her, and under the blanket is revealed, oh, it's a cat, and this was just me. I mean, this cat looks exactly like my cat. So I was just like, oh.
Why? How did you get in the TV?
And he says, like, I risked my life for an adorable kitty. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Yeah, you know, like, you did think you were saving a baby. But you saved a cat. That's good, too.
You saved a life.
You did. He's a little kitty. He's a
cute cat. It had eight more.
Oh, quiet, you. So
I'll smack myself.
And then, this is where it gets interesting. She says, I have a gift for you.
And he's like, no, to reward
your bravery.
Yeah. And
hashtag Kyoryuger your reference.
And I'm just like, oh, they're going to get it on.
You maintained that.
They fucked. And Lane actually made a good joke when he goes, what'd you say? Like the Zelda reference or like.
Come in and let me heal your health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the Zelda 2 thing.
Zelda 2.
Yeah.
It's like, come in, let me
heal.
Let me restore your life.
Yeah, that's it.
But then it turns out what she's actually giving him is the Energem. Energem.
And here's the thing. The Energem just instantly activates for him, but the brave moment already passed.
Magic energy.
Every other Energem has activated during a brave moment.
You could make the argument that what he technically did was the most, like, the bravest moment, because, you know, he literally risked his life.
Yeah.
And even though it was a cat, which is good that he saved it, he really did think he was risking his life for a child. So maybe that's just because it's the extra.
And the batter was like, good enough.
Yeah.
You did it. And now I'm just thinking of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer,
I still want the energy toy,
has to do a good deed and he accidentally kills a woman. I'm pretty sure she was the next Hitler.
Hello,
good deed done.
Good deed done.
It was like, that's his argument if the baby got killed.
Yeah.
Pretty sure
I
next Stalin.
I really want the Energems to be toys. I want toy version of the Energems. I want
cool.
one.
People are making, I think the place that Ichi got his prop thingy from, or something, apparently they're making Energems as well.
I was gonna say, it looks like someone on Etsy could really easily.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, if it's not a toy officially by Bandai, I'll just buy one online.
Look at a blue pink.
You know, I want one.
The Energems aren't really, you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
No, but they're cool. I like them.
No, they're cool, but I mean, they're not
showy.
These are things you could... No, I'm sorry. These are things you could go to, like, probably a rock shop and say, do you have any blue crystals? And they probably say, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just put, like, plaster on
the difference is, we're too lazy to put out forth the effort to make them.
Yep.
And plus, I'd rather pay someone to do it.
Pay someone to do it well. For all the fans out there, this would be the perfect time to start sending us gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want.
Send us things and we'll let you on the show.
Ooh.
But you let them on the show anyway.
I know.
Shh.
But you have a better chance.
You don't tell them that. You don't tell them that if they just ask, we'll put them on.
Hey, there you go.
Speaking of, just a shout out to someone we forgot to mention on the Cast Stranger anniversary show last week. Rhythm MC is
Leave this to the end so that it's part of the ending segment.
Well, I just wanted to say thanks.
Because we're still talking about the show.
No, I know. I just wanted to put that in there.
So where were we? He got the Energem, right?
He got the Energem, and then
that's when they were like, oh, okay.
We have a weapon that can defeat it, but we need Chase. And she's like, don't worry, he can focus when he needs to.
Oh, no, that was the whole thing. Even Chase said before, when he got on his skateboard, the mind control went away.
Yeah.
And that was how her way of telling them, I guess,
yeah,
that when he's skating, he can concentrate on anything.
Yeah. I still remain the fact that it's an adrenaline thing.
Oh, it probably is.
Because it's like, you know, like when you have adrenaline going through your body, you focus. Your mind stops synapsing.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, like, in realistic terms, but, you know, Power Rangers, it's going to go with when you're doing what you love.
It's the heart of the card.
Yeah, no, I know, that's what I mean, but
I agree with you.
I think it's more along the lines of the adrenaline thing because of the fact that when you have adrenaline through your body, you focus more. You're stronger, you're better,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
so
of course.
They get the call that Chase is gone. And they go out looking for him, and they come across...
They corner Spellbinder.
They find Spellbinder, Wrench, and...
Kyoryu.
Oh my god, Kyoryu. And the greatest thing ever happens. A five-minute, untransformed fight!
That was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah! You don't get untransformed fights very often.
I thought it dragged on too long. I'm like, why are you still trying?
Because I, well, for one, they needed to get the mind control thing, so they were just like, you know, fuck it.
I know, from a writing standpoint, why they did it, but
also they wanted to get a 5-person Morphin.
Remember the teachings of Zordon. You must not.
This is not the Zordon era anymore.
It's still established. You must not morph unless you absolutely need to.
That is a rule still.
In Megaforce, they did that.
Okay, but I'm going to say why it actually was. They did it like this.
No, so they can get the 5-man hinge.
Not even that. I think it was also because out of the shadows comes Chase.
Yeah,
he's under mind control.
But that was after the fight, though.
No. But this is what I mean. They're still unmorphed at this point.
Yeah.
Who comes out looking like a motherfucking Sith.
Yeah, he looks like, so with fucking the eyes. Cool.
And he's like,
he's under the control Spellbinder. There's one more thing before that.
There's one thing before that. So after they've been defeated, they're on the ground and he like zaps 3 of them and the Pink Ranger, I can't remember her name, is hiding behind the wall. That's when he comes out.
Yeah, because the 3 of them are down there useless and Shelby's the only one left. And so he's like, yeah, come on out, Chase, finish the last one off.
Is thy bidding, my master?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool.
Anyway, my whole thing is, I think, also because they wanted to do the 5-man morph, it's because if he came out unmorphed while they were morphed, that would have looked stupid on the bad guy's part completely, and they had to all be unmorphed because they wanted to show his eyes off more.
Also, it wasn't part of the Sentai footage.
There you go.
Okay.
So it goes into, like, the whole destroy her, and he's like, yes, my master.
And I'm going to slowly walk towards you forever while holding a long-range weapon.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think he was still struggling. He was still struggling.
He was not struggling with it at all until she did the thing.
I think he still, inside his head, he was struggling to do it. That's why he was walking.
The writers, that's what they tell you, but the Ives shadow thing was pretty solid.
The long and short of it is, she, like, gets a
dolly.
She pulls a magic board on wheels right out of the plot hole and shoves it at him.
It's a dolly that has omnidirectional wheels and no handle. So he should have gone on thing and spun like, oh fuck.
Well, he did kind of spin, but fully control.
So he's broken the mind control because he's on a skateboard, and that's when I'm just starting to think of jokes to myself. So he can't ever get off the skateboard now.
Yeah.
He's just like, this is my...
I must skateboard forever!
This is my hell. It just, like, cuts to, like, them.
This is my gift. This is my curse. No, I'm a skateboard ranger.
He's doing burgers on a skateboard?
No. I got the idea that, like, because he literally, if he gets off and he starts, like, being evil,
yeah,
they're like, we're gonna have to replace your feet with a skateboard.
That would make the Sentai footage really weird.
So, yeah. So
it'll be like a Blue Ranger from Turbo Morph. It's just like his feet come back. Yeah.
So the spell's broken. They have their whole, oh, we're so glad you're back. Well, I'm glad I'm back too. And
let's do the thing we just got.
And they all morph. And they all do, what is it, the Dino Spear?
Dino Spike.
The Dino Spike. They use that to destroy the little monster.
Which is, for anyone who doesn't know, it is the Dino Steel weapons all ka-chucked into one gigantic fucking... with the ass spear.
That only the Red Ranger can fire. I hate that.
Okay, so I have a question. When did they start using guns as the thing?
What do you mean?
Okay, Super Megaforce and Megaforce, they didn't use a gun as their combined weapon.
Okay.
In Samurai, they didn't use a gun.
Oh, you mean when did they stop using guns as their, like, combined weapon super thing?
RPM, they didn't have a gun as their combined weapon.
No, but they, you know what? Some
yes, it, no.
RPM, it
Rangers,
was.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because she put her car on it.
Yeah.
But they differ from series to series. Really, sometimes they have, like, their own personal weapons. Sometimes they all have, like,
It really depends
ones.
On the theme.
Because Samurai was, they combined their swords.
Which made sense for that.
In Samurai, what they did was they took the sword, the giant red sword... They all put their discs on it, and then it shot, like, a colored energy blast.
To be honest, for me, these weapons are really starting to, like, blend into each other.
And our Megaforce / Ghost Sager, it was a giant crossbow.
No, it was the gun boat.
It was the giant crossbow, which was made of their weapons.
And their cards.
Super Megaforce, it was the gun
bow.
It was
the Gokai Galleon. Yeah. Well, that was later.
Yeah.
Never mind. It was always guns.
So anyway,
it's always guns.
They stop the little monster. Sledge fires his Dr. Evil laser to make Spellbinder
big. They fire the mega lasers.
Yeah, I'm glad they're not using like the Curio watering can thing.
That would be a little bit off theme.
I just love how blunt it is. Fire the laser.
No, like there's always a fucking mook in front of it. He fucking, punches him out of the way. Like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm going to do this.
That's the thing, yeah, where, like, every time there's a guy just in front of it. And
he
like,
could be like, can you push the button, please?
You know what would be great? If they have, like, another moment of, like, realization, like, you know, let's make a joke here. Where, like, in the same vein as, was it in RPM where he turned it around? And, shot the explosion? It'd be great if, like, in one episode, like, because if this is a thing where the mook is always in front of it and he pushes away, like the mook just sees that there's a fight going and then he just cuts to him like going to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
but even better would be like Sledge sees that no one's there, so he just goes up to a guy, punches him, and then goes all the way to the
goes out of his way to just punch someone.
I wanted to do the same thing that he did a couple episodes ago where he shot the launch thing and then punched him. I just wanted to do that for the laser, just like fuck this.
But then it would have to aim downward because it's a button on a it's a giant button on a counter.
See, I just love the I just like it always reminds me of that scene from Austin Powers 2 where it's just like fire the laser.
Well, actually, that was just Independence Day, but the real laser would be like that. Yeah.
No, it's just like here's the laser, and it just cuts to like Wrench humping it. Wrench, stop humping the laser.
Curio, stop humping the laser.
And for honest to God, why don't you win this?
Throw me a freaking moan here.
And then
okay, let's get back to the episode.
And then Poisandra and Curio do just the two of us.
Aww.
So yeah, they throw the thing at him, they blow him up, and then he grows to bigger size. So then Coda's already, he's like, alright, I can handle this, let's do it. And she's like, no. He's pissed me off enough today.
I've got this, bro.
He's like, I have a score to settle.
So
takes out the Parazord.
So apparently, I guess they realized that kids can't really say Paracephalus, so they actually changed
Paracephalosaur?
Whatever. They actually dumbed it down on the Dino Charger to just Parasaur, which is, you know what, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
I was like, I knew the minute they were going to start doing that.
That was always I've always been into dinosaurs. That's always my favorite jokes because that's like one of the more. The Parasaurolophus has always been one of the more recognizable dinosaurs,
mm-hmm.
but has one of the hardest names to pronounce, so it's in everything that dinosaur is in, they always get the name wrong. I loved it in The Lost World Jurassic Park, where they're that scene where they're catching the dinosaurs. The guy is like, get the one with the head!
Okay, so confirmed, the name of the dinosaur is Parasaurolophus.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, no, so I just love that in movies where the one with the head that curves.
The one with the head,
Triceratops.
So, he tries to take out the monster on his own, but because he's the red, because he's not the red one, he can't. And I still hate that.
There is a really cool scene, though, where he gets, knocked, and then Rexy actually grabs him by the tail and, kind of saves him from being, thrown back.
I got you, bro.
I could have had that.
Yeah.
Now that the rest of our Zords are here, let's do a Megazord!
So, yeah, we get the Para-Megazord.
The Para-Raptor formation.
Para-Raptor formation.
Yeah. Or in the Kyoruger, it's known as Kyorugin Western.
Where's that Sentai jar again?
Yeah, we need this jar. People need to owe me money. Fuck, man.
I like how they actually slowed down the ending scene of that transformation just to give it a bit more time to walk past the sunlight.
Yeah, they make it look like a real Western. Hey, it's a cool shot.
That's the idea, yeah.
So
because he's got a gun and a sword.
So Power Rangers happens. They defeat the giant monster. Makes a pun.
What was his pun?
I don't know.
Monster stinks.
No, not that.
I'm invincible. I was supposed to be invincible. And then he's like, no, we're invincible.
No, that was the one when
that was when he died.
Yeah, was his pun?
It blends together. I don't even remember.
Oh,
damn.
Chris, the pun man. Quick, pause. Unpause.
Alright, apparently
he didn't say a pun.
Yeah, he didn't have a pun.
Wait!
It exploded.
What's funny is,
Dave, put the clip of wait right there.
So apparently, because they use, the Kinect way of operating the Megazord, you just see them, trying to shoot the gun. They're like, eh!
They
can't see it.
They point their hands out.
Yeah. like a gun. They're like,
No. Their whole hand is the gun. It's not like a gun shape, because, you know, they don't want to have kids going bang, bang, bang in school.
I love how, like, to show that off, they did shots of each of the three of them in there. It's like, Red Ranger holds his hand out. The Zord shoots some bullets. The Green Ranger holds his hand out. It shoots some more bullets. The Black Ranger holds his hand out. I'm shooting bullets! I get it!
Do you know what? I actually, can I say a little bit of a piece on this?
Sure.
This is not just this episode or this series. This is Power Rangers, Sentai, Toku in general. I hate this aspect of it. How every giant robot these days, most of the time, is piloted in a Kinect way.
Oh, yeah.
Because, no, but my biggest problem with it is the fact that you make the argument that, oh, they're just doing it because it's cheap. Someone else is just going to make the argument back at you. Technically, it's more advanced if they're doing it with, like, motion capture. And, yeah, you're technically right, but that... let me finish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This denotes to me laziness.
Absolutely.
Like, just, we don't feel like making a command... A driving wheel, a stick.
Look at how they handled the Turbo Ranger Megazord when they first piloted it. They actually had trouble piloting it.
It denotes a laziness that, like, we didn't feel like building a set. People will be okay with it just being a big room, and it's all like they have a thing to stand on.
They
should only do it when, like, it's appropriate. Like, in Jungle Fury, they use martial arts, so it makes sense that they should incorporate their martial arts.
That one made sense. It fit the theme, and I don't, like, think it would be too damn hard to show that by holding something, but...
In Dino Charge, it would make sense for them to have actual command console, because there is a theme of batteries and electricity involved.
Exactly.
Look at Mighty Morphin. Mighty Morphin was a joystick. From a crystal!
See, you know, but that's the thing. That's the cool thing. Back then, it was just such an alien concept of motion capture that if you just showed it, people were like, what the hell's this? Now that, like, we've gotten to the point in technology where just people are accepting of, it mimics their movements, they're just okay with it. So, like I said, it denotes laziness.
Here's my thing about Megazord controls. When you first see them, you know, piloting the Megazord with their controls... My first thought was, oh, wow, I wonder how all those controls work. I would love to try piloting it because I love computers, I love new hardware, I love technology. I would love to figure out how everything works here. There's no sense of that when you look at these Kinect piloted Megazords.
Yeah. I think that it's pretty cool that Operation Overdrive is, like, one of my favorite ones. Because they have the
RPM?
No. Operation Overdrive.
Oh, okay.
They go and they grab, like, a fucking, like, suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
And they put that into the fucking, conk, like, ka-chunk right in. And it's, like,
oh, yeah.
Steering wheel, a fucking joystick, 100 fucking buttons.
Yeah, Bokenshin, they did do that.
Yeah,
and RPM had, like, manual controls like that also.
Yeah. That's cool. But, then again, I do agree that it's really lazy, and I agree with you on that, and I agree with you... that it would be cool to have the Dino Charge thing. I think it is actually very cool that you think it's lazy, but they have to fight. They have to do all their things in that little room in unison. Because on film...
No, I'm not talking about the actors.
No, but that's what I am doing. That's what I am doing. I know you're not doing it because it seems lazy. But think of it the way the actors have to do it. There's three of them in there, and they all have to make the same moves pretty much at the same time.
You're right, but like...
And it looks impressive.
Here's the thing. Speaking from an actor's standpoint, that's not a big deal. They can be given direction. But I will agree with you on one point. From an in-character perspective, thinking that these Rangers have to all make the same move to fight efficiently, that builds a bit of tension. I will agree with you on that.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you the perfect example here. This is why it works in Pacific Rim. Because they're attached to shit. It's not just a big empty room.
Well,
see,
I know.
See, honestly, that not even just the whole laziness thing I said, that just doesn't look appealing when it's a big room. It looks like you're in a gym. It's like, okay.
I mean, I'll give the Dino Charge cockpit one thing. I do like its design better than Kyoryugen's cockpit, which was exactly the same idea. It was a big room that they stood in, but the design was a little weirder. At least Kyoryugen did have a thing where in the background it had a little icon showing you which formation they were in.
Guys, we're forgetting the most important thing. If they bring over Tokuger, they'll be in cockpits.
With an actual cock.
With, yes.
There is no way in hell if they bring Tokyuger to the West.
They are not doing they penis.
Will, no, they will cut that scene out.
That is going to be cut.
Yeah.
It's
going
to go right to the ninja.
That's going to be circumcised even.
Oh my god. I'm actually excited to see American Tokyuger just to see if they keep that episode.
So sorry for my little rant there, just how I feel.
Hey,
I feel
no problem, man. Said. More rants the better. Do
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so back to the episode. They beat the guy. And they say to Chase, okay, Chase and his lady friend, they have their little goodbyes, and she's like, well, I guess we'll see, they're like, well, I guess I'll see you another time, and I'm like, we're never going to see her again.
Probably not.
I just, like, because she kind of had a Mary Poppins look
to
her.
No, you know what? I think we will see her again because of what happens with Sledge in the very next scene. They show that the pendant that he stole, the little safe shield thing, survived. And he says, maybe this will be useful for another day.
See, I like
and
that.
I know exactly why, but I won't say.
I was going to say, I like that aspect, that like how they're setting shit up for later on. I like it. Although I'm saying, I just got that scene, that flashback to the Simpsons episode, the Mary Poppins Simpsons episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where like, just out of nowhere, the hipster lady takes her umbrella out and like flies away. Do you think we'll ever see her again? I'm sure we will. She flies into an airplane. I'm sure we will. So
everyone like when I saw that as a kid, I'm just gonna do this real quick. When I saw that scene as a kid, I was like, "Oh my god, there's blood gonna be raining from the sky!"
Yeah,
fair.
And so the episode,
no capes.
The episode ends with Chase is gonna concentrate when he works by riding a skateboard.
No, he just did that because he's a douche canoe.
And he starts, like, mopping the museum while skateboarding.
And the best part of that is Coda tricked him into doing it because he was apparently supposed to take cleaning duty.
Now, wait, here's the thing. You said earlier that he could never get off the skateboard because he's uncontrolled, and then that happens. And I was like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, ooh, the end of the episode's gonna be really interesting.
Cleaning. We'll see if he's on a skateboard next episode.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
Is that an actual thing?
My life is hell!
I would like to think that because the monster was destroyed, the spell was broken.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it would still be funny.
Or even better, he's just like pretending he's still under the spell.
Oh, I have to kill you!
This is his way of saying, guys, I can't clean the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't cook the burgers or else I'll have to kill you.
Guys, I can't work anymore. Why? Because I'll kill you all.
He's just like,
maybe
what?
If you pay me double, I'll be cured. He's just like, he's like working like at the thing with the knife. He's like, don't come near me. I'll stab you.
I'd like to imagine.
He turns to Tyler. What's the matter, man? You scared?
Notice that?
You know what I would love to see him do, just to make this complete dicketry, actually get glowing yellow contacts.
Oh, God, yes.
Guys.
Guys, I don't think it wore off, guys.
Oh god.
I'll see you in a week. I gotta go on a trip around New Zealand.
Alright. So that was episode 5. What'd you guys think?
Pretty good.
Better than 4.
It was.
It was cool. Chase looked like a badass when he was all evil and stuff.
Yeah,
like
when he's going all Sith on us.
When he went all chaser.
It was a it was a backstory episode. You know those. They're a thing. And we got some interesting the hipster lady was neat,
yeah.
I guess.
I didn't hate her.
I don't hate it. And that's what it was. It was a
you know what?
It was a backstory
I think
episode.
This episode was a better,
yeah, that's
was a
what
better episode than the last one.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the one about Coda.
No. You have a man crush on Coda, right?
You really
because
do.
Because he follows you on Tweeters.
Not anymore. Oh. He unfollowed me a long time ago.
Did he really?
Yeah.
This is like where Lane says, guys, he never followed me.
He's a douchebag!
No,
no,
don't.
No.
I know he did because I saw you post the goddamn screenshot.
Yeah.
Wait, Lane, are you telling me that when you met Amy Jo Hart, that wasn't real either?
Exactly.
Alright.
No, it's fine.
You mean Amy Jo Johnson?
Yes, sorry.
Amy Jo Hart?
No.
I mean, Hart was the character's last name.
Anyway, so that was episode 5. On to the topic.
Featured topic.
So, who wants to go first for today's topic and
should
say
maybe
things?
Say what it is?
No,
first?
we're gonna have a surprise to everybody. Favorite morphing.
My sandwich. Favorite is the black one.
I like soup.
Good choice.
Trains are
that
really
was,
fun.
That was my honorable mention, soup.
Oh,
you stole his honorable mention.
For real. Topic of today is our favorite and least favorite morphing sequence.
I'll go first. So my favorite morphing sequence, oh dear God, yes, is RPM. But not but not the main three. The other morphing
Siggy
sequence.
And Dylan?
Even though it's virtually identical?
No, because they push a button on a phone.
Oh, you mean how they activate it?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the actual sequence.
You know, with the thing and the ka-chuck.
I do like their morphers
better. That's the one I want to buy, is that one.
I do like their morphers better.
But
it's certainly about favorite morphers.
Yeah, no. It's favorite morphing sequence. It doesn't matter, but then again...
The actual morphing sequence for the five of them
is pretty awesome.
It's good. I like it.
It starts off with like that. He's like surfing on the road.
Yeah.
And then he does like a spin, and he has a suit on, and then
Through screens.
He goes through screens, and then he spins, and then the seatbelt comes down, and then the helmet comes on, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck yeah, some bitches are getting fucking shanked tonight.
My favorite part is just watching go through each of the holographic screens that pieces on.
And all of them have, like I've paused on some of them, and they have, like, a lot of information on them.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I'm sure they've got all the detail.
They're, like, their weapon,
considering
their power.
Considering how meta this series is,
yeah,
for sure.
It has, like, the first screen has their weapon and all the stats for that. The second screen has their power and all the stats for that. And the third screen they go through has the suit and all of the specs about the suit.
That's cool.
That's cool. And they translated it from English from whatever RPM was.
Yeah. Go on, Jer.
Go on, Jer.
We need to find an HD. We need to watch it on like a.
I have HD versions.
I'm sure it's
on Netflix.
I was about to say it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Anyway,
I liked how they were like, yeah. Are we gonna say your?
I'm gonna do my least favorite now. Yeah. No,
or should
we
go around?
No. We should do least favorite now because mine is Super Mega Force. Because all right, just because, not just because it's they fucked up Gokaiger, they fucked up the Gokaiger morphing sequence. They barely do the XXVX, and then like the helmet coming on.
They do it. There's just one less X.
Yeah, and it's slower. And it's weird.
Plus, it's really awkward when they're doing it on top of the Gosager suits.
And also, it's really a shame when you realize that the Super Mega Force is just more considered a power up than an actual
Ranger form. It's still.
Although there were instances where they transformed to Super Mega Force.
They did, but usually they go to Mega Force Rangers first.
Yeah,
it's in my opinion, it's slower. Then Gokaiger.
I swear to God, Dino Charge's fucking Tokyuger. I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Which really makes it weird when you throw Silver into the mix because he does go right to Super Mega Force Silver. There's no
because he's an alien. That's his
power. And he did find the Morpher on his planet.
Yeah.
Anyways,
but like
the whole thing was, I really feel like the reason Gokaiger wasn't made into its own show is because once again the whole cheapness thing, but. It's like, I understand, there's just cultural differences between, Japan and America. How do you make pirates good guys in America? You can't.
No, but
really...
does it matter if you can? You
One
can make pirates.
Did it.
You know what? No, you can make pirates into good guys. What about fucking Jack Sparrow?
He's
a good. He's an anti-hero.
Yes,
he's a good guy. He saves the damsel who fell in the water and almost drowned.
Yeah, but like,
I think they could have handled their characters. We shouldn't be talking
about
that.
But then again, the morphing sequence. Just one more thing, though. The thing is, though.
Sorry.
Pirates, okay, while kids do watch it, it's not for kids.
Yep. No, it's fine.
Well, the irony is, Gokaiger was more about the adult fans.
Well, guess what?
Anyways, this is way off topic.
Yes. Yeah.
My own piece
of that. Let's move on to Cell.
No!
Yes!
No!
Do it!
No, I don't want it. I'll do it, yeah.
I almost did it!
Quiet. My favorite, I'm gonna be honest, morphing sequences to me, they really all start to blend into each other at a certain point where it's just like they pass through some light or an animal bites them or something.
And yeah, that's a lot of them.
A lot of them just like go to the
So other Mighty Morphin is the one you want to pick then?
Well, actually, no. Mighty Morphin, when I look at it, might be one of the worst ever for looking at it.
Well, it was the first. They really had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, so that's why I don't call it the worst. Like, I'll give that one a pass.
Yeah.
But I would say my favorite one is actually the Mystic Force one. Because it's got some cool things going on. You know, they get their morphers, like their wands, whatever.
Yeah.
And they, like, shoot energy into the air. Creates, like, a... Like
summoning circle?
A summoning circle. Like, their spirit animal, like, goes behind them. And then they jump through it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, their helmet. I like how their helmet goes around their face.
Yeah.
That was a neat aspect. And they morph. And I like the Mystic Force suits as well. So
they're among the best.
Cool. My least favorite, based off just how stupid it is the Wild Force one.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're foam. God. I have no idea what the hell's going on here. Like
that. Okay, for the record, that's not a fault of Wild Force. Gal Ranger did the exact same thing.
Okay, but
and
this,
I still don't know why.
Yeah. I still don't know what the hell's going on here. So their morphers, which are phones, which I'm okay with. I really am. Become little animals. Okay, that's their morpher, right? The animals stand up, and now they're...
Take human form.
Which
are still cell phones, by the way.
And then they become...
And then it, like, makes some weird glass-breaking transition, and, oh, it's actually them!
And, like, what the hell happened?
I know, right?
I will give them one credit, though. I do like the effect of the actual, like, kind of helmet going, the like, helmet, rawr, and then coming on
the helmet
heads.
Effect, I was actually going to say, is cool. I always like that with when it's an animal, and, like, it looks like the animal's going through the back of their head, and
which
that's
they were
cool.
used in see, Megaforce.
Yeah. See, which is actually something I was about to say, though, with the whole regards of, like, you know, they're turning into their phones. I just, like, this is, like, the weirdo in me thinking...
Although,
wait,
if you look at it, it's their phones turning into them.
That's what I was about to say. Are their bodies destroyed every time? And, like, these are new copies downloaded with the same
So it's like Borderlands?
I guess.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Oh, God!
It's like Willy Wonka.
So wait,
like,
is it like in the...
Listen.
Okay.
It's like Willy Wonka where we broke down your molecules into billions of pieces, then reassembled them here.
Oh, God.
So wait. So now I want to take the transformation there and add a scream at the end, at the beginning of it. Ah!
Yeah.
As they're being, like, squished into the size of a phone.
Yeah. So, but yeah, favorite... Mystic Forest, least favorite Wild Forest, but then again, it's not too big a thing for me. Is the morph?
It sounded pretty forced.
You, Lane.
Okay. A quick honorable mention for me is the Operation Overdrive morphing sequence, because I actually like it, because like they do like a holographic display and it shows all their gear on their thing, and then it like kind of they like pick it out and then it goes on them. So that's a really cool. But my favorite one is the SPD morphin sequence, because they like open their phones and then it shows like a hologram of their suit, and then they do this really cool like backflip thing, and then they like stop and like look through their heads up, and then they form the helmet around them, and it's really cool. Like I like the it's a very visual appealing sequence, and I really love it.
Yes, it is.
My least favorite is the in space one, because it's just so fucking lazy. They do the thing and then they like open their eyes, and then it just shows them,
and then
we morphed.
And then they take Mega Ranger footage.
Yeah, and then we morphed. Like, it's so fucking lazy.
I agree with you. Although, I will give points to In Space because it has one of my favorite morphing theme songs.
Yeah, the morphing theme song.
That's
cool.
What kept me watching.
I quickly, when you're done, I actually want to bring up something, so don't go into the end right away, but go ahead.
Okay, so... My honor, I'm going to have an honorable mention, SPD, specifically the Shadow Ranger.
Yeah.
I love Anubis.
He was so badass. He threw his fucking jacket off, jumped down a 100-foot tube, and then had his face crushed into a helmet.
You know what I'm surprised no one has done this with him jumping down the tube, is the Batman theme from, like, the 60s one.
Oh!
Like, someone make that video where you go, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's like the face gets his... Giant head gets crushed in the helmet.
SPD Shadow Ranger! Oh, my nose!
Buddy, your actual...
My actual choice for favorite morphing sequence goes to Dino Thunder, because
they're
all awesome.
The Dino Thunder one was cool.
Yeah, they do these really
just
cool,
like,
wicked flips.
First of all, I love the Dino Thunder morphers, but just, like, they activate it, and you see the face of their dinosaur on the morpher, like, open up like it's roaring, and then they, like, thrust their arms out as the suit starts forming, flip through the fucking air... Land in, like, what looks to be a volcanic eruption, and then as the suit finishes appearing on them, you see behind them their Zord, like, powered up and ready to kick ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's amazing!
You know what? As I'm gonna say, I think my favorite of, like, the super form transformations are from that.
Oh, Dino Thunder.
Just
is,
because their fucking mouth just goes raw.
Yeah, like all the spikes on their
suit. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll talk about super forms eventually, I guess. And my least favorite goes
No,
to
we did that. First episode was super
forms. That was Battleizers.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway.
My least favorite goes to Alien Rangers because fuck was that lazy. I understand it's early game and they didn't really know what they were doing, like I mentioned with MMPR, but how do you get worse than MMPR?
Red, Aquatron, Ranger, Power!
Looks like Zordon's tube.
It did! I was about to say, it looked like they were inside Zordon's tube!
Wait, Zordon's a really. Really
where was Zordon there. From?
Eltar.
Eltar.
Yeah, not Aquatron.
No, they're not from Eltar. Oh. They're from Aquatron.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Wrong Tar.
Yeah, nope. Turbo, what's her face, was from Eltar, though.
No. Delphinus or whatever?
She was from Aquiria.
Inquiria.
Inquiria.
As in Inquiria. She doesn't give answers. She only asks questions.
Divatox's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was played by Divatox.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, are you done?
Yeah, that's
I want to bring up a few things quickly about the morphing sequence. I'm going to say, I think the most we were ever jazzed at, like as kids at a morphing sequence was when the crossovers happened.
Oh, for sure.
And the best one being the Forever Red episode, where we just see, like, all the morphs.
Except the alien one.
Red Alien Reacher. It's just
however,
I also want to say, I'm going to give an honorable mention for both worst and best at the same time.
Oh my god, dear.
That being the morph from the movie.
Which movie?
The first Power Rangers movie.
Oh, okay.
Their first morph. Worse because it is so... All it is them going, you know, Tyrannosaurus, and like
the coin flies in the camera.
But then they.
All right. Like, let's not get too far into this because we will eventually do the movie.
But can I finish?
Yeah.
No.
So, but I say it's the worst because it's just they had to do a scene quickly. There you go. However, I still say it's the best because A, it was seeing the fucking Power Rangers on the big screen. That was amazing for itself.
Plus, it's playing the theme song.
It's playing the theme song. Two, this was a stroke of genius for me. They added the animal sounds.
Yeah.
Like when, like, you know, Tyrannosaurus, Triceratops, like all that. It was really cool.
My favorite is the Pterodactyl one where you just hear the...
I like the man of the Mastodon.
See what I mean?
That was good.
It's terrible, but it's fun.
Absolutely.
And those suits are cool.
Yeah, the metal suits.
I can audibly roll my eyes. That's all I want to do. I want to audibly roll my eyes.
You know, we are eventually going to review the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movies.
If we could audibly roll our eyes, it's all we would hear when you talk, dude.
Exactly. I'm editing you on the podcast.
Oh, sweet. Let's place my lens.
I banish you to China!
When you go to China,
we will banish you in a dumpster for 10,000 years.
You know what you need to do? You need to tell everyone in China to breathe in real quick, walk out of China, then breathe out.
Get
rid of all the smog.
I miss Robin Williams too.
Yeah. That's how they're going to clean the air. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, like I said, morphings, they blend into each other, but, you know, some are cool. Some are cool. Some are stupid. More are stupid, but.
Yeah.
There are cool ones out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, everybody!
So I want you to do the thing and the ending thing, Chris, because I know I'm not good at it. Go to Facebook and do Facebook things, alright?
Yeah,
fuck you.
Even though Raven has consistently, the last few episodes, been rushing us right at the end, so I haven't been able to say it. Yes, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Find our hub site, castranger.podbean.com. Our Facebook fan page. You can tweet at us, at Ixie Studios. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes under the name Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, where you can find both of our shows. Hooray!
1 second, I gotta kill Lane.
No objection.
Lane. Follow me on Twitter at Lightris!
Hashtag comments for Lane.
Yep, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry, guys.
Give us them comments.
I'm not hungry for David's sword, though. That's for sure. That's why I'm blocking him with my foot.
I'm gonna break your toe, I swear.
I'm certainly not hungry for your sass.
Oh.
Die!
Ah! Thanks for listening.
Die!
Good night, everybody. If I don't see you on Other Cast Ranger...
On Other Cast Ranger.
I'll see you in a month.